You're listening to Mornings with Kelly and Steve and financial planner Brad Graber from investinginTruth.com.
This is part one of a two-part discussion, and we're going to be talking about and exploring with Brad on balancing God's sovereignty with our responsibility. What's man's responsibility? You know, we can trust that God is and he's in control, but we have to take action. So, Brad, how does this all play out in our financial lives?
Well, in our financial lives, we can often forget that God is in control. And I think that's really the core fundamental belief that we all need to just hold tight to, is that God is sovereign, and absolutely nothing is going to happen outside of his control or outside of his will. And I like to go back to Lamentations 3 that tells us, "Who has spoken and it come to pass unless the Lord has commanded it?" So we just, throughout Scripture, we just see it over and over and over, how God is in control of everything, even though it may appear that there's absolute and complete chaos going on. When we go back to that core truth, we can just trust in him. And the only way that we can ever fully trust in God with our finite minds is to have a deep knowledge of him. So like I said, all throughout Scripture, we're seeing it repeated about God's sovereignty and God's control. And we just need to get to know him better so that we can have that trust in greater and greater amounts as our life goes on. So Psalm 9 tells us, "And those who know your name put their trust in you." And that's where we need to be. We need to be holding tight to that understanding that God is in control, God is sovereign of everything, and we need to know him better so that we can trust in that.
Hmm. Well, Brad, it's easy to say that God's in control, but sometimes it seems we forget that because things happen in life, and then we lose track of that pretty quickly, even as Christians. How do you see that playing out in our lives, especially as Christians?
Yeah, so we're going to, as in most cases, we often will fail one direction or the other. And the way we fail in this case is going to be dependent on the circumstances. Are we experiencing times of good, or are we experiencing struggling times and times of bad? So take, for example, in good times. How do we respond? How do we fail in trusting God and knowing that he's in control? Well, what tends to happen is we can become prideful when things are good. And we start to believe that all these things are great and everything's going our way because of something we did. And that we start to feel like we deserved it. And we're the classic example of God's warning to the Israelites back in Deuteronomy. And I go to this scripture often, but it's just so perfect for this situation. In Deuteronomy 8, God warns the Israelites. He said, "Beware lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." And we're exactly like that. When things are going well, we can quickly revert and say, "Oh, this is because of what I did. This is how I got this wealth." And whether it's because of the amount of money we're earning at our job or how our investments have performed even, we can be quick to take credit and forget that God is the ultimate reason behind any of that happening. And on top of that, we become self-reliant, and we start to lose that trust in God, so we disconnect our situation from God's, and we start to think that it's, again, because of us and because of the things we did. And if you're wondering how much you forget that God is in control, just look at your life and reflect on how much you pray when things are going well. And if you pray less then than when things are going poorly, then, you know, that's a sign that we're forgetting that God's in control of both situations.
Well, you know, mountaintop experiences, they're all wonderful to have, but we know that the real growth takes place when we're down in the valley. So, Brad, what about bad times when things just really are not going so good for us?
Yeah, and like you said, sometimes it takes adversity to grow us. And when things aren't going so well, the common mistake we can make is that we think that things are out of control and that God isn't involved at all. So again, we go back to that chaos mindset of, "Oh man, everything's out of control. What can I do to fix it?" rather than trusting that God is in control of it. So we start to question him. We start to question the circumstances. And sure, in adversity, a lot of times what we'll do, we'll turn to prayer. So we'll pray more in those cases. But we'll still be full of anxiety and fear. And God calls those things sin because it shows a lack of faith in him. So in reality, God's in control as much as he ever was, whether the times are good or whether the times are bad. And we see that in Ecclesiastes 7, where it says, in the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider God has made the one as well as the other. So we're reminded that whether things are good or whether things are bad, God's still sovereign, he's still in control, and nothing is outside of what he's working.
Well, Brad, man, you know, this is something that we have to think about, and I'm so glad that you said what you did, because I realize I've done that too. When things are good, sometimes I do pray less because I'm not worried. But then when things get bad, I am on it, quick, fast, and in a heartbeat. But, you know, the grand purpose for believers, for us, is he's conforming us into the likeness of his son. And sometimes, man, you hate to say it, but it's the truth. We're in need of growth that can only come through adversity. And the only way we're able to give thanks in those circumstances is by knowing God is doing something great and ultimately in our best interest. In fact, you know what? We started out, I was talking about this, and Steve, we're looking at Psalm 102 at 6 mm-hmm. o'clock this yeah. morning, right before we prayed. And in that psalm, the psalmist really laments his situation, but then he does go back and acknowledges God's sovereignty. And he starts to change how he sees things, and we've got to do that too, because God is going to act. He does hear our prayers. And it may not be an answer the way we envision it, but he will answer it in his time according to his will. That is his sovereignty. We're to continue to pray regardless of whether it's the good times or the bad times.
Well, I think there's some other scriptures around that, you know, mm-hmm. which is to be thankful in all mm-hmm. of our circumstances,
yeah.
right?
And yeah.
God is in the midst of it. But yes, I think it is so important, because God can, you know, you see this a lot when people are struggling. And Brad, I'm sure you see this as well. When people are struggling in their career and they're looking maybe for a new job, they're like, well, God's going to, he's going to open the door. He's going to, yeah, but you need to also do some of the work. Like, prepare your resume. Be prepared for that interview. Be prepared to do the... We have to do some of those things. God may be lining up the perfect situation and the perfect job for you, but if you haven't done the work that he's asked you to do, or that we can do, then we may miss out on those opportunities.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right. And you know, this was just kind of building that foundation. Next week, we're going to go a lot more into depth on what our actions should be.